Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, мы начинаем.
Hello, dear friends. We're starting our Sunday webinar as usual with Dr. Michael Lightman, Michael Senilevich Boris, and I'm Simeon Vinokur. We're the instructors of International Academy of Kabbalah. Please ask questions. We're continuing the topic of the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence according to the studies of Bala Sulam. It turns out that it's a very popular topic, and please ask your questions, and we will ask them here on the show. We have 22.
In applying to this text, what is the worthy action? That's where it begins.
The problem in Kabbalah is that all of our earthly actions are based on the action itself. You have either done something or didn't do anything. Somewhere in court, maybe you would be given you compromise that this action wasn't intentional, but a good action or a bad action, whether you wanted it to do it or not to do it, in our world, the action is what matters. Our world is a world of actions. Completely. According to it, we judge everything else. All of those that consider the intention, we cannot be sure whether this intention was correctly interpreted, valued, weighted. It's not something we can do in our world. While an action could be measured, it could be suppositioned, it could be seen. The correct material result comes from an action. But when it comes to intentions and motivations are something that are not clear to us, and we ourselves forget them, and there's nothing we can do with that. That's why there's a huge issue here. And the science of Kabbalah says, since we are creatures, very special creatures, we consist of actions and intentions. So what should we do with our intentions? It turns out that the more a person is further from an animal, his intention is stronger, and intention becomes very important and something that determines the action itself. The action itself could be insignificant, but the intention on this action could be humongous. And how much intention did the one performing the action has paid attention to this intention, and the one that is a receiver of my action, how much intention did I pay to him? Let's say I gave him a small present, but I put in my entire soul into this, and this was very difficult for me to do, and that person knows it. In that case, he values my intention. He measures my intention, my efforts. So how should we measure this in our world? There's a big problem here, because the world becomes more global, more interdependent, and somehow we need to gather between us this system of interconnections, and only according to our actions, we will not be able to judge this. We will not be able to. Let's say I work in some factory, and I create materials, and then my input is measured via how many products I produce, and my salary as well. Perhaps we have so many, we need to create these careers, perhaps, where we can measure the intention. How these people awaken me, how I awaken them. Here, everything, intention starts to have more and more meaning, which is why our world has a big problem now. The more we develop, advance, the more we become people and become further from our animalistic state, the more there's a need to measure intentions, but we cannot measure it. So, the attitude of a person determines the world.
So what are we supposed to do? We just say that.
This is a big problem. The world itself becomes a consequence of our of our intentions.
So on one hand, we can't see our intentions, and we can't see in the other person. So how can we approach this thing?
Well, there turns out to be something of a crisis here. The world enters the state of crisis because we cannot do anything with one another since we have incorrect intentions. How can we value these intentions? We don't know. It turns out that we're in a world that's not material, that between us there erupt all kinds of feelings, interconnected sensations that we cannot measure and consider, and world is becoming simply for us some sort of incomprehensible.
So they turn to be more important than actions.
They turn out to be more important than actions. And it's important that people would be in them. The world is somehow pushing us out of itself. It was built in a simple way. It was built for animalistic states. So those natures, inanimate, vegetative, and animalistic, they exist in our world. Sometimes I like to watch Nature Channel. It's here, it's Channel 43. What do we have there? No one's shy. I want to eat you. If you can escape, then you will escape. If not, then I'll eat you. Things are not built on intentions, but on specific actions. And the intentions are clear, because actions and intentions, they come together in this case. But in our world, we, when we ascend to the level of man, we ascend above the animalistic state, and here we need to start considering the intention. And intentions, our intentions we can only value with the help of Kabbalah. This is an entire issue here.
Can you give me an example of intentions? What are they?
In a clear way, I cannot, because in our case, intentions are connected to actions. Let's say, okay, I have certain intentions towards you. You don't know what they are, right? I need to determine within myself what they are and check them. Maybe with my intention, I wish you harm. If I harm you, then in intention, I do the same thing for myself. In intentions, things are very simple on one hand. If we enter this world of intentions, then we erase all of our actions. We do a delete. We delete our entire world, and there remain only certain points and the intentions of these points towards one another. This is the spiritual world. Try this. Try to imagine right now, let's say 7-8 billion points, each one of those points. It relates to others with a certain intention, either good or bad. There could be millions of different names to these intentions. With us, it's very simple, either plus or minus. Intention to bring somebody good in relation to how that person understands it. Not you. Or to do something bad to that person. Also how you understand it, not he, not him.
Well, there could be just only those two intentions?
Yes, there are only two intentions, but each one can be valued according to its weight.
Well, I think most of the time the person just intends, how can I improve my day, my state, and so on, not on behalf of others.
In this case,
well, perhaps sometimes, yes. If
with this, he tries to do something good or bad for the other, or not?
Like the example of the worker, the factory worker. He comes to the factory to earn the bread to eat.
Here, this has a connection, doesn't have a connection to people. We're talking about a connection of a person to others. These connections determine our world today. They determine our path, passage into the upper world. This is what I need to determine.
Okay, once again, there is an intention for one's own sake. There is an intention for the someone else's sake. It's not clear, really. And there is an intention for my own sake, but not on behalf of others.
This is something we don't consider.
Is it for the sake of myself or for the sake of others?
So, intention for others is spiritual. Intention for myself is egoistic. This is in our world. We take into account only those intentions that exist between people. Now, is this an intention negative or positive? If they're positive for others, then they're called spiritual. If they're negative, then they're called earthly. All intentions from our earthly degree are for our own sake and harmful to others.
Victor is asking, acts and intention of animals match and in human don't, right?
Animals don't have certain intentions. Their intentions are tied to their actions. But with people, actions can be different. Well, the intentions are always egoistic.
You said this world is like an animal world, and the question is this world exists for humans as an animal ground or as a starting ground for the soul?
Yes. The existence of people in this world, which is called animalistic, in our case, everyone is similar to animals, and in order to make this world a starting point towards advancement, towards the upper world, towards intention to bestow in the spiritual world. In the spiritual, all actions are erased. Like imagine this X-ray map. You only see intentions.
So pulsates that love toward others or toward myself?
Yes. It's okay, question from Vienna. My mother has positive intention to their kids. Why is this harmful to others?
It's not for our own sake, or this is just animalistic. It doesn't belong to one or the other.
But he still brings this example.
I just bring the example, no more than that. The mother acquires it. She gets it from the nature.
Why do you call the spiritual a positive intention towards others? Why is this specifically the spiritual?
Because it's similar to the common force of the nature, which is called the creator. That's all. And when a person, to some degree, wants to become like the creator, that's when it's called the spirituality. Where the rice is named, the person, like the creator.
So if we remove all these 8 billion bodies and leave just the intention, what will happen?
It's not his animate body. He's only his intention. The rest is animalistic body. What else is there?
How do people differ when they are born with one intention and not another?
As it is written, the person is born as a wild animal with animalistic desires and intentions, everything for his own sake.
Everything is for my own sake. For another?
Yes, for the other, because we are in the enclosed system. Even if I don't, I don't try to achieve some goal, I'm still connected with others.
So you're saying that this is the initial state, and there's no other state. What about altruists?
No other for sure. Those are just hidden egoists. They don't try to for other sakes. They're enforced to it by their nature.
Question: isn't an attitude of a person is a direct consequence of how the Creator has created him, his environment, and his genes?
That's naturally so. What
he says, I can't do anything with this.
Well, as I said, just go to the Creator, which created you this way. He created you this way.
So this understanding is already progress when the person understands this.
The progress, of course.
It's a certain starting point, right?
There is no correction in it. The cause is that we need to correct this nature. You can always say that the Creator is created this way. So what next? The Creator created, then you need to correct it.
Question. If a Kabbalist has the strongest intention, that means that everything in the world is determined by Kabbalists?
No. In the world, there exists... Look how many billions of people, and they all determine the state of the world. Not only Kabbalists. The Kabbalists exist in the world only to be like information desk for those who try to, who wants to correct themselves.
Question. Which tool do you offer for controlling an intention?
That exists. That's Tzimtzum, Masach, the concealment, the screen, the reflected light, and there's interaction with the direct light, with the absolute intention. The light is the absolute intention, absolute kind, good intention. And to the degree I'm like it, I can interact with it.
Please tell me, the intention is hidden. Others' intentions are hidden from a person. We don't know what their intentions are, right?
We don't know.
Why is it so? If everything would be revealed and open, it would be easier to live.
Then you would be like an animal. You would just act from out of your nature. But this way is done, it's created this way because so that people can change themselves. They can reveal their nature and they would enter into the proper mingling.
Why even the egoistical intentions are hidden from a person? I think not a lot of people agree that the people have only egoistic intention. Even though it's written like that, people in real life don't really feel this. They say they're good intention, they're bad intention, but that it would be 100%, we would be born like a wild donkey. It's written in the Zohar 2,000 years ago. Okay, so what?
2,000 years ago, yes. Today is different. Today is, but he's better.
Yeah, there are good people and there are bad people.
Well, we are born absolute egoists, my dear. According to the spiritual world, if we evaluate ourselves in that way, we see that we're absolutely flawed beings.
But why is that hidden from a person that his intentions are egoistic?
He wouldn't be able to exist. He would hang himself. He would eat himself. He would not overcome it. It has to happen gradually to the degree it reveals your negative nature. How else? We need to compare it to the positive. We need to open up the all sorts of flaws, all sorts of problems, all sorts of illnesses between us and cure them.
A question. If I feel an intention of a person and I understand my egoistic intention, my own, is not called a... If I feel intention of others and I understand my egoistic intention, can I consider that attainment?
Well, that's to some degree is the attainment, yes, of course. Next.
Next excerpt. Only the light returns one to the source. It's considered a real beginning.
So there is an upper quality, the quality of love and bestowal, of absolute kindness, and which we can attract toward us so that it would affect us, so that it would change us, and gradually we will sense its effect on us in a sense how we what kind of attitude we have toward others. It's not going to happen immediately. All of a sudden we will start throwing around all sorts of tasty things. We will just feel the right attitude toward the world in us. It's going to be balanced. It's not just going to be consisting of all kindness if somebody is just like sitting on our shoulders, on our head. But it will be balanced. we will have an attitude toward the world to the maximum, optimal, in the most optimal way, to bring the world to the next degree every time, more and more kind in the sense of attitude toward each other. Because the world is complex, and our attitude toward it is not going to be simple, but it's also going to be complex and very variable. Sometimes it will seem to us that we've become worse rather than better. There are problems of growth.
But since we're talking about the light that returns to the source, there's a question from Ukraine. Hello. Do Kabbalistic books influence a person when he reads them on his own or with the group?
Alone as well, read them as you wish, but preferably that they're authentic, that they're on your level, and that you would find yourself correctly in them.
Another question. What does it mean that books need to be correctly studied? What is the correct study?
The correct study is when you come to our campuses or how else our courses are called, and there we have a list of literature, and you work it, that literature, with
question.
That literature.
Question, how do you work with the books?
Well, with books, I've worked with them. I went through them many, many times already. There are some articles or some letters of sorts which I've read maybe a few hundred times already. And I always find something new in them, by the way. So there are no sources in Kabbalah which I wouldn't know and which I wouldn't work with in the original language.
What does it mean to work through a book?
Work through a book means that I read it, I highlight them, I make excerpts, I compare, I look for where else there is a similar material. It's like usual work of a researcher.
And when you say that you shorten the works, make them concise?
Yeah, there are different variants of working with sources, because very often I translate the sources. If I don't translate them, I often take the sources and I begin to shorten it. I write it in the language of original. The original language is Hebrew language, and when I write it, I shorten it, I sort of take out the essence of it, and this essence is what I want today in my state, what I want to see in it. And maybe next time I will make another different exertion out of it. And when I take the sources, I take excerpts and I like to give them names, come up with answers and questions. I try to work with texts so that I am in them and the text is in me. And that is with all the texts. Not with all the texts. There are some when just obligates you to have that attitude toward them.
It's like it feels like you're chewing through them. Okay, another question?
Yes, of course.
Books allow us to receive knowledge, but how can we learn to exist within what they write about?
No. It's not the knowledge in the books. Quite the opposite. There has been about 40 years ago, that period has passed, when I was trying to read and trying to know what I read. Now I read all the sources for a long time now, only so that I can get a sense of them, so that they would change in me something. When I read the when I've read some source, a book, and it changed something in me, though I feel myself confused and in fog, I'm still happy because it affected me. It works on me. And I leave it. And after some time, I return to it, and maybe not. And I try to feel how the source affected me. In different studies, in different sources. That's what I want. I'm interested in how a source has changed me, to what degree it affected me and gave me a completely different perspective on the world. There are such a serious sources, a serious meaning in the way they affect me, that after that I just completely changed my opinion, my view, my perception. That's
this is intention?
Yeah, in the beginning I just need to acquire the material. I need to know what Kabbalah talks about it, what's written, make some lists for myself. Today with computers it's even easier. I created some pages in the past where I would make copies with the computer already of all sorts of definitions, especially. Then I compared them, how true they are and how not, from my perspective. It's work, basically. And that upbrings a person. I suggest you to be interested in the essential changes rather than mental. If we talk in Russian, there is no truth in the legs. The Kabbalah says there is no truth in the brain.
Please.
The question, please. To each sources, you have some kind of tune or some kind of mood. You approach the test. You approach the. Not all of a sudden, you decide to read something, for instance. You say that there's some kind of sensation or some kind of emptiness, and you come to the Talmud Tosfos Sefirot. Can you give some kind of advice?
Rav, I cannot give you an advice. It's still early. They'll later see themselves within each one of these sources.
What you mentioned, that your desire to change is your intention? Your approach to study.
It's a foundation out of which a new intention grows.
The person needs to change what he wants to change. A person needs to know it.
I want to shift, to change, in accordance with the Creator, which is why all these sources, since they come from Him, Kabbalists, people that... right out of being in complete contact with the Creator, which is why I take whatever they write as an opinion of the Creator, which is why it's very important for me.
And how to properly determine what Creator is?
It doesn't interest me.
But I want to become like Him.
If I follow their advice, then I will become like Him. I don't see Him, I see their advices, and I try to follow them.
But I understand those advices as I understand them.
So you try to understand them in accordance to what the Kabbalists say.
A question. Does it affect the intention of a person to harm somebody on physical level, like hurricanes, or how can we understand all that?
Since our entire nature is integral and interconnected, then naturally our acts upon any parts of nature influence all other of its parts, which is why when we are talking about influencing people, we influence all other parts of nature. And when we relate to the inanimate nature, then we act upon other parts of nature in a less significant way.
So my evil attitude toward the other, it just like penetrates through the depth of the
absolutely
world.
These are the issues that we have with ecology today.
So we just invoke all the destruction in the world.
Yes, absolutely everything.
And humanity has existed for thousands of years, and we all had bad intentions.
No, we weren't in a situation to change anything with our intentions in the past. Only now, from the beginning of the 20th century. But before that, no. Look, what we've done during 20th century. As Kabbalists say, people have entered a new state. Look, there were 2 billion people, which is how much our planet can withstand. And today we have 8, and so on and so forth. During these last 100 years, we have brought our entire system out of balance.
So 2 billion can sustain that level of egoism. We need aid, right, for this ego.
If we would have been developing correctly, then we would need 8 billion people.
A question. The light returns to source. What is this force, the light, and which source it returns me to?
Force of bestowal, quality of bestowal, of love, quality of correct interconnection of all parts of the soul. That's what it means that the light returns to the source. I'm in this common system, the one soul. Only in relation to me I feel how much it is shattered and separated, and at the same time I feel myself in a crisis, an internal one, an external one, in all of its cases.
A question from Baku. Can there be intention which is supported with consciousness and with will?
I wouldn't say that our will and our conscience are in some way are correlated with intention. I wouldn't say that. Because will and conscience, when a person begins to sense his intention is from a spiritual world level, but conscience and will are from this level, which is why they're incompatible.
Question from Clive. And if in the group there are unrevealed evil intentions, how can it affect the group?
They will be able to change this. And of course there will be bad intentions, specifically upon revelation of this bad intention and their correction, there will appear all sorts of corrections and advancements forward.
So the advancement on the letter, that's yes. What it consists of.
Revealing of incorrections and then correcting them.
What is the correlation between the intention and the brain of a person, consciousness? Is there any connection?
Practically none. Intention is our soul. It's our spiritual component. Everything else relates to the body, to this animalistic body.
No, hold on a second. If I look at a person and I want to take advantage of him, my connection with him, I want to take advantage of it for my own sake. That's a normal thing, and I understand that I want to take an advantage of it. What does it mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
I feel it, I sense it.
It's your animalistic state.
It's not a soul or an animalistic soul, I don't know. Is it an intention?
Let's not get confused. This is your animalistic intention.
It's an intention, and it's related to my brain activity? Or?
Of course, everything in this world is interconnected. But true intentions, for the sake of another, they're on a different degree. Upon the exiting yourself, when you ascend above yourself, when you leave your shell and begin to work only with intentions towards others, for their sake, for their benefit, not for the benefit that they consider in their egoistic desires, but with the benefit that not the benefit that you imagine in your egoistic desires, but with the intention that you receive from above. That's how you begin to relate to others. That is called a state of the upper world, a state of the soul.
Okay, and that upper intention, does it have the emotions, the feeling, some kind of brain activity, maybe?
An intention is feelings and emotions.
So it includes everything, the brain activity and everything, just spiritual, right?
It's spiritual, but it's directed towards another.
How can I interact with others? How can I build the right intention with others?
This is done gradually with the help of Kabbalah. It influences you, evokes within you the upper light, evokes the upper light. You don't feel it. You only feel how you're changing. And these gradual changes will form within you something called the correct intention.
Toward other which are not...
In relation to everybody. Everything. You'll see that everything outside of you is the creator.
Why do we have this reality where there is me, there is my egoistic being, and...
This is such a small illusion, really. You don't even understand how small it is, but it exists only for you to ascend and to understand it regardless of the upper world.
So the question, how can we start ascending from this intention? First we need to acknowledge it or something?
To study, to work in a group, to pray for the friends, to ask for their spiritual ascent. And that's it.
Next excerpt. Okay. Говорится так, выясняется, что раскрытие Творца это не одноразовое действие, а постепенное раскрытие всех. The revelation of the Creator is not one action, one-time action, but an ongoing matter that revealed over a period of time sufficient for the disclosure of all the great degrees and appear from above downwards and from up below upwards. On top of them and at the end of them appears the Creator. It is like a person proficient in all the countries and people in the world who cannot say that the whole world has been revealed to him before he has completed his examination of the last person and the last country.
What are they talking about here? They say that there's one system, a system of desires. And about the desires, there are intentions, which we need to develop and connect between one another. And from these correctly unified intentions, we form our soul. Desires remain below. They don't change. The main thing is the intention. Their attitude, relationship to one another, is what builds between us what is called the soul, the spiritual world. The spiritual world is a world of intentions. My attitude towards others, of course, this is based on desires, certain actions perhaps, but basically our world ends here. We begin to give preference, importance to the intention. And then all of the actions of our world lose their importance, their amplitude.
Such a question students always ask when we talk about the intention, when I act, and I can clearly define that I do an action for my own sake. And a Kabbalah doesn't say that I need to, with my will, that I need to overcome myself and I need to do something for the other's sake. It just doesn't work.
It works. In the group it works.
Oh, in a group it does.
Otherwise, we gather in a group. I'm in the group. I try to do as a member of the group everything in order for the group to advance successfully.
No, actions I can do, but intentions I can't.
If with these actions, I will evoke the intention.
So the question is, why everything works through texts and everything?
No, everything works through the friends, only in the measure that you evoke the importance, the desire towards spiritual work. All of these texts, all of these studies, they're sort of preludes and not very strong actions, with help of which you maybe just push yourself towards it, inch yourself closer towards it. But in reality, the true influence upon yourself and the group happens when you push friends towards spiritual advancement.
Again, an example. There's Boris, and I feel that I want to do something for the sake of Boris, and all of a sudden it's revealed that I want to take advantage of him. And somehow, my will, I can overcome it, and I can do something for the sake of Boris. Is that a spiritual intention? I see that I cannot do it. The action I can, but
even if you will do an action without an intention, if this action seems to you for his benefit, then that's already good.
So in a group, that will work, but toward the other people which I work with or my family, do I still need to check my intention with them?
I wouldn't do it. We recommend to do these things only in the group.
So the intention, I need to only check it in the group.
Yes. With others, you just need to be polite and nothing more.
Irene is asking, I want to love my husband, my kids. It pains me to hear that I need to do it only in the group. And, by the way, it's with everybody. Everybody complains about it.
In order to develop our soul, we need to be egoists, and above this egoism, develop our correct relationships and attitudes of love and bestowal above the egoism. In the family, with my relatives, I cannot have correct relationships. Which is why there's no need to talk about me advancing spiritually in there. With them, you need to live a happy, nice life, but on the animalistic level, that's it.
Why is it created this way?
You'll understand this later. Don't criticize. Only because it's not clear to you, you want to say right away that it's not correct. Just say, I don't understand this.
Most of the time people spend in their families. How can not
so
take
what?
Advantage of it?
Please tell me, what opportunities can you use in your family?
Question. As a result of correction, the person can have a different attitude toward his family, his co-workers, and so on.
Friends, correctly. I'm trying to tell you that it's natural that all of this I, of course, need to do with the family, correct attitude towards my family, my friends, but not with this correct attitude towards my relatives. I can become a spiritual personality, the one who attains the Creator, because here is where my animalistic qualities are acting, my egoistic desires, they're involved here. Only in the group, when I want to attain the entrance into the upper world and do it correctly in the most optimal way, that I need to do it in this Kabbalistic group with my wife, with my kids, with my mother-in-law. Do with them whatever you want. You can create a group. It's still not what you need to do with your friends. Question. If my husband studies Kabbalah, will he love me more or less?
I don't know what for her love is. We're not gonna enter these problems. All sorts of interpretations of what love is will probably have different interpretations. The love is something which is for advancement of your soul, and for you, the love is this earthly level towards your husband. We can all depict that, and how you depict it.
Now, if this couple wants to develop spiritually together, then doesn't there exist
Naturally, if they want to advance, the most important advancement is in the group. That's all. Please forgive me, my friends. You cannot move me from that point. I am for studying with wife, reading with her, but the true advancement where he can feel what egoist he is, it's not with his wife, but in the group with his friends. And don't confuse yourself. In vain, you will stop in the middle of the path, and you will just immerse in all sorts of calculations in your families.
Okay, everything's clear with the family. Okay, work. We still have jobs, right? We work, and around us there are a lot of colleagues.
I don't need anything from them. I want to be with them in good relationships and nothing more.
But isn't this whole fact of people wanting to use one another shown there?
Rabash told me how he was working on the road, on building a road. He would go for a week. They would live outside in tents. During the day, they would work with shovels. They would put the concrete, and during the night they would sleep in tents. He would say the day is over, the work day is over, and they sit around the fire and they talk about the nonsense, about the politics and everything. And he goes to study the books, and they would always say that you disrespect us, you want to look at yourself, you're so... what's there to talk to you about? You're like kids, so you discuss the politics. I study with smart people that wrote those books, and there's nothing to talk with you about. And they just said, okay, so let it be.
So he said this on purpose, so they would leave him alone.
You're naturally just, let them know in advance. It's not related to you. It's like you're a free artist. You work on your work, and you have your own life at home, and nothing else matters. Fishing, the fishing is probably, you'll find some interest. Tell them that your fishing is your entire life, and here it just doesn't matter. For you, what matters is where to find the bait and where to spend time with.
Question is, why is this so?
Later, you will understand why I need to be with such people in contact.
No, until there's no answer, it's like this.
There is an answer, but it's too early for you to know. Later.
Question. Does the Kabbalist see the level, degree of his attainment of the upper, of his attainment, advancement on the path?
And what's in it? Next question.
Question. If all of my feelings are born out of the ego, how not to get stuck in the illusions that these egoistic feelings evoke within me?
Always to study, always to be in the group. You will not get stuck. You will not escape it. When we study in the group, it's always every second. When we study, you see during our discussions what happens there.
Okay, please tell me. People gather in groups, let's say, once a week.
The rest of the time they have to be with us in a group. How? Just like that. Look, Plovdiv, Vladimir, St. Petersburg, Shaolai, Romania, they're all in our zone, in our time zone. When we have studies, they can be in our with us during those hours. Then maybe they can watch it some later. Doesn't matter. When I'm included, when I turn on the computer, I enter the archive. I pull a lesson from there, which was today, and I am at that lesson, I turn it on.
This means to be in the group?
Yes, that means that essentially I am in the group.
So physically it's not necessary to be there.
What can I do until I have the group next to me? Maybe at least once a week, it's also good, but I advance with Bnei Baruch. Always.
Okay, look at that city, Ufa. Every time, every Sunday, there are more and more people there. Look, for the first time I see this group, look.
Yeah, besides big groups, wow.
Okay, so where does the Creator leading us? He wants us to be together constantly all day from morning to night?
The entire humanity, we all advance with big steps to acknowledgement of necessity of the next level, next degree of this of perception of that we are at the border line of it of that.
So people need to feel this separation between this world and the next world.
What is the difference of animal and a human? Not the actions, but the thoughts, the intentions.
What will this separation bring within a person?
When people will see that they cannot do anything with just pure actions, but that we flawed with intentions, then we will have to change.
Please tell me, what is the desired maximum or minimum to be in a group? Let's say a person sleeps 7 hours and does sports for 1 hour, music, etc. How many hours does need to be in the group to advance spiritually?
I would suggest an hour a day. If each one of us for an hour a day would hear, would be able to listen what we study. And how's it called?
Mac Online, we have it for 1 hour a week, one webinar a week. Then we have studies throughout the week. Next semester we'll have a workshop. It's quite comfortable for a person.
Okay, perfect.
We have a lot of other questions. We have 4 minutes left. Okay. Question from Kiev. Can death bring a person downwards to a lower spiritual level?
That we need to discuss separately. The effect of death on us. And us on death.
Если все чувства порождения эго, а нет, это уже
было. А можем ли мы поправить свои действия через намерение? Can we correct our actions through intention?
Of course. Imagine if in a court somebody brings someone and he hit someone, and all of a sudden we see their intentions are revealed, that can change the act and completely different
court,
way.
By the way, in court they trial someone only according to intention.
Exactly, that's what they try to do. What's their inaction?
Question from London. What is a reward in Kabbalah?
A reward? An advancement toward the Creator. All in all. The most fullest correction of intention.
Question from Moscow. How can I become an equal partner to the Creator? Okay, so then what? What does a Creator need some sort of a person next to him?
The word after doesn't exist, my friend, because the exit to the upper world, it ascends a person to the level where there is no time, there is no physical, there is no space. So to talk about the continuation of our questions, which is within the frames of the time and the space, we cannot really apply that. There are no such conditions there, those attributes.
How do I react to a bad intention towards me? It turns out that my intention becomes bad towards that person too.
No, that's the incorrect statement. That's an incorrect question. If I sense the intention, first of all, I don't sense them, feel them. If I see the negative actions of others toward me,
yes, then I automatically have a bad attitude towards them.
No, why? If I try to act spiritually, I can say that there's not else besides Him, and that Creator directs me toward that specific person, and that's not just a person, it's a Creator that stands behind Him, and He regulates everything in such a way, and I act toward Him, in a balanced manner. He doesn't pose any threat, all sorts of negative acts, and everything comes from the Creator. He acts.
Last question. So what to do? To be in intention, unite, or do specific actions towards unity?
A specific action toward the connection is our actions, and then we'll see how these physical actions become spiritual.
We have two announcements. The course Foundations of Kabbalah will start soon. It's an online course. You can register 12th of April. You see the link. And until then, we have a 7-day intensive course that will help you to integrate into our courses, MAC Online.
What can I tell you? We'll see you next week. Try to be with us in our lessons, especially these days, because they are very intense. They're all related to the exit of egoism. This is the essence of the holiday Pesach, the exiting of our world to the spiritual world, and how we need to ascend toward it from our world at the very bottom toward the world of spirituality. See you next week. Bye-bye.